So at this point now, we've regressed back, we've done our re-education, we've done our integration. We could stop here, but let's go even further. But wait, there's more. Which now leads us into empowerment progression from the new feeling. So once I've done the integration, I will simply ask, as you scan your body now, what's that feeling inside of you now? By the way, the word now is a magical one, because asking what do you feel now, that question presupposes change. And it forces the mind to search and look for a change, which is likely already there at this point. But it drives them to that result even more efficiently by doing so. And as you scan your body, as you integrate that change, what's that feeling inside of you now? Confidence. And where do you feel that confidence the strongest in your body? In most cases, it's the darndest thing. They put it in the same place where they felt the old feeling. When they do that, I claim it as a hit. Isn't that interesting? How one feeling completely copies and replaces over the other. The two cannot exist at the same time. If it's somewhere entirely different, sorry, you have to go home. I can't hypnotize you. No. If it's somewhere entirely different, what do you think I do, folks?
I move it,
and then I claim it as a hit. And as you take that feeling, let it expand and move into that area of your throat, completely overriding the programming of that old feeling, as you can feel that change taking place inside. If it's not a direct hit, I make it a hit. In the words of a friend of mine, close only counts in horseshoes and Nicolas Cage acting choices. Very, very bad joke, I know, and two of you got it. He makes some really good ones, and then he doesn't. So again, if it's close enough, I'm going to click and drag it where it needs to go. But now we're about to repeat our affect bridge, but now we're going to branch off of the positive feeling, which will be as you focus on that feeling of fill in the blank, whatever the new feeling is, feel that begin to rise within you. One, coming up more and more. Two, more strongly. Three, even bigger now. Four, strong as it's ever been. Five, there it is. It's a bridge to your future. As I count from five to one, follow that to a place as if it's 1 year from today. Five, four, three, two, one, be there. And yes, it's basically straight line transformation, but now they're doing it for themselves. I have never had a client stall at this point, as I hinted at before. Because in the words of Shawn Michael Andrews, once you stick them to one thing, you can stick them to something else. And if you have already jumped through all the hoops of this age regression process, we're like on step 7 out of 9 at this point, it's just one little footstep further to do the progression. Now, where will I vary this technique? If you are here because of an exam that's happening in 3 weeks, do you think I bring you to a year from now?
No.
Maybe on my second one. Be there. It's 3 weeks from now. You're walking out of that testing site. How are you feeling now? And then maybe for part two, there you are, it's a year from now, and you've already had this certification for several months. How you doing now? Bring them to the other side of it. So if there is a specific event that they're coming in for, fear of flying, testing, speaking, these types of things, that's where I'm going to first of all project them into that upcoming event in our straight line style at the successful completion of the event to bring them along for the ride. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there inside or outside, daytime or nighttime, alone or with someone, get the answers, jot them down. Describe the scene, what's going on, what's new, what's different. And we're getting that feedback, we're getting the story from them. Then from there, that feeling inside of your body now, it might be the same positive feeling of confidence, it might be something else, happiness. Either way, branch off again. Focus on that feeling of happiness is one, letting that happiness rise within you. Two, building up stronger. Three, four, and five, there it is. Follow that to a place it's 5 years from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. Describe the scene, what's going on. And we get the feedback. At that point, well, to wrap up, that's our future progression, empowerment progression, which, as a side note, take this little component of empowerment progression And you could actually do that attached to straight line transformation and just completely bypass the whole age regression process. It's a whole other technique you can use at your disposal. It doesn't have to be all of these techniques stand on their own. So it's a thing where you can actually pull this little component out and use it attached to other strategies we've already been doing. It doesn't always have to be step 7 of this 9-step process. Fold it in wherever it might be appropriate.